If a big state pension fund sells off stock in a company whose inner workings have attracted prosecutorial attention, we know what to expect. Selling off shares in bulk would presumably drive down the price. But what happens when, say, the Massachusetts pension fund gets out of Putnam Investments? Putnam manages mutual funds. Does the value of the fund go down, or is the fund so diversified and its value based on the sum of its investments that it skirts the law of supply and demand? Well, for some answers to that and other questions, we turn to Chuck Jaffe, who writes about mutual funds and personal finance for CBS MarketWatch. Chuck Jaffe, what's the answer if people start bailing out of Sam and Joe's Growth Opportunity International Index Fund? Does the value of a share of Sam and Joe's go down like a share of stock?
No, not directly, because mutual funds trade differently than stocks do. Stocks trade on sentiment, and if a whole bunch of people are pulling their money out, well, then that stock is going to decline because, you know, once you're flooded with the supply of that stock, everyone trying to get rid of it, nobody's going to pay for it, you know, supply and demand. Mutual funds don't work the same way. A redemption, which is someone selling the mutual fund, you go in and funds keep cash on hand so that they can meet redemptions. If the redemptions get big enough, a mutual fund is going to have to sell some of the shares in the stocks and other securities that it owns. Now, if it has to go to market with those stocks and securities, there's the possibility the market doesn't treat those things kindly. You know, here comes a lot of shares. We own a big position in the XYZ company, and we have to unload it to pay off our investors. XYZ stock might suffer, and if it does, then the fund would suffer because of the redemptions. But it's not a direct relationship that if these people pull money, then this fund must decline in price.
So people who own mutual funds, as they watch the name of their mutual fund cycle through the front pages this week, are not experiencing quite the same thing as they might have when they watched their Lucent stock or their Enron shares go down through the floor.
That's correct. And in fact, actually, that's one of the more confusing things about the scandal, because you're in a situation where you're seeing your fund named or your fund company named, but you're not seeing the direct impact. Whereas when you saw something like Lucent, you'd go, okay, if I own this, maybe I don't want to hold it anymore. It's not quite that clear for a lot of people who are invested in mutual funds.
So give us a peek inside a mutual fund in that case. How do the people who actually manage the mutual fund make money off of doing so?
Well, they get a percentage of assets under management. Basically, they're going to wind up getting their management fee, and usually it's tied to assets. So in other words, if there's $1 billion in the fund and they're getting 1% of that, you can do the math and see that they're getting a mighty big paycheck. If half of that money goes away, their paycheck is cut in half. So they're going to get a slice of assets under management. And if an investor pulls their money out of the funds that have been named in the scandal, they are directly impacting the management company. But again, does that automatically translate to the bottom line of the fund's performance? No, it doesn't.
Chuck, how unusual is this for the mutual fund industry to be receiving this kind of scrutiny and getting this kind of negative, in some cases, quite negative publicity?
Well, the mutual fund industry started in 1924. And last year at the big industry convention, the Investment Company Institute convention, sort of the leaders of the industry kept coming out and pointing out, you know, we've never had a major scandal. We've never had these problems. We've been the good guys, and yet we've taken all this heat. Well, I don't think they had taken a lot of heat. And I think they had rested on their laurels of, you know, we've been 80 years without too big a scandal. Well, they've got big scandals now. Yes, it's very unusual. But I think a lot of it was created by the fact that, you know, in a bull market, a lot of good things were happening. And everybody was so sort of contented that, hey, there haven't been any problems, that they sort of assumed there weren't going to be any more. So now everything that could come out is going to come out, and we are at the beginning of this. We are not even close to being at the end of this. There will be a lot more fund companies that have things to own up to before we're done.
Chuck Jaffe, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Always a pleasure.
Chuck Jaffe, who writes about mutual funds and personal finance for CBS MarketWatch in Boston.